so much, Jimmy. We appreciate you sharing your story with us and then doing so in song. I remember some years ago we used to have singing once a quarter, and we'd always look forward hoping that Jimmy would sing a cappella at those singings. Jimmy, you mean so much to us, and we appreciate your leadership and your service in our church. I wanted to show you some things that are meaningful to me. I understand to you, it's just a piece of paper, a hunk of metal, and a piece of plastic. But I wanted to show them to you, and I'll show them to you in the order that I received them, not in the order of importance. But the first is my certificate of license. That's license to ministry. That's what we used to call the marry and bury license. In Texas, once you have that, then you can perform marriages. And technically, I understand anybody can bury somebody if they want to, but it's called a marry and bury license. And that's how young preacher boys get their start. Once you get that, then you feel like, you know, the church affirms what I thought, that God was calling me to ministry. And so that's a big part of my story I wanted to show you. It's just a piece of paper to you, but it means something to me. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to show you is just a piece of metal, but I wear it around my finger because it's an important part of my story. And when you see the metal around my finger, you see that ring. That tells you a big part of my life. That I fell in love with Lisa and she agreed to marry me. And we've both been trying to figure out how that happened for a long time now. But she agreed. And she became the biggest part of my life outside of Jesus. To you, it's just a piece of metal, but to me, it's something. And then I want to show you this. It's one of my prized possessions. That's the only trophy I ever got. Ashley was coming up. She was winning ribbons and awards and pins and trophies. And she found out that as I grew up, I never won a trophy. And she thought that was the saddest thing she'd ever heard. And so one Father's Day, she went to the trophy place and she sat down with the lady at the trophy place and she designed a trophy especially for me. It says, "Happy Father's Day, love, Ashley." Now to you, that's a piece of plastic. But to me, that's one of my most prized possessions. It's just a piece of paper, it's just a hunk of metal, it's just a piece of plastic. But for me, they tell my story. Who am I? I am, first of all, a husband. Secondly, I'm a father. Third, I'm a pastor. In that order. And these things tell my story. I wonder about the things in your life that tell your story. You know, things have a way of symbolizing who we really are. Things have a way of telling our story. And that was one of the things that Joshua and the people of Israel learned early on. In Joshua chapter 4, if you look with me, I want to show you a few verses out of Joshua chapter 4. And as you're turning to Joshua chapter 4, we're going to begin at verse 19. As you're turning there, let me just kind of give you a little background. As you know, the people of Israel were set free from Egypt. As they fled Egypt, they got to the sea, and God parted the sea so that they could cross over on dry land. We're very familiar with that story. They crossed over on dry land, and once they got to the other side and they were safe, well, then the sea closed up on Pharaoh and on Pharaoh's men. And, you know, we're very familiar with that story. But did you know it happened again another time? After they wandered through the wilderness 40 years, then they get ready to enter into the promised land. At the border of the promised land and the wilderness, there is that river Jordan. And they got to cross that river Jordan to get to the land that God promised them. And sure enough, when it was time to cross over into the promised land, cross over the Jordan River, God worked again and the river parted. And they crossed on dry land. And God said, now as you cross over on that dry land, I want you to stop in the middle and I want you to pick up 12 stones. Each stone represents one of the 12 tribes. Pick up the stones from the riverbed of the Jordan River. And then once they got on the other side, we pick up the story. Joshua chapter 4, beginning at 19. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. Those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. He said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that they may fear the Lord your God forever. He said, we've got these stones, and they put them together. Joshua built them into some kind of structure. They were 12 stones put together so that when future generations came by that place, they would say, what do these stones mean? And you'd be able to tell the story. I want us to think about that together this morning. And the first thing that I want us to recognize is the importance of telling our stories to future generations. We tell our stories to future generations. You see that in verse 21 where it said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean? Then you'll inform them. You'll tell them the story about how God brought us over. You see, there are these stones in our lives that open the door that allow us to tell the story. That was the whole purpose behind the Passover meal. The Passover meal that became such a vitally important part of Jewish life. The Passover meal was really a way that they could tell the story of how God set them free. Matter of fact, it is during that meal that one of the children asks the questions, what is this all about? And then they're able to tell the story. You see, what I figured out as we've been talking through this summer, we've been talking about tell your story, give God glory. And most of the time we've been talking about the importance of telling our story to people out there. People not necessarily a part of the church, our friends and our neighbors, especially those who need to know Jesus, we need to tell them our story. But you know what I thought about the last couple of weeks? We need to tell each other our stories all the time as well, because we need to be reminded of how great God is. And so there are stones in our lives. There are pictures, if you will. There are those things that we see in our lives that allow us the opportunity to tell the stories. And telling one another the stories of how good God has been is vitally important for us, and it gives Him glory. In Psalm chapter 78, it says, I'll utter hidden things, things from old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. You see how it gets passed down? The stories get passed down from generation to generation. He says, I'm going to tell the secret things that I learned from my ancestors who passed it down. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. You see, we pass that on and we tell the next generations the stories of God's faithfulness. You and I have many stories to tell. Jimmy was telling us how he's been here since 83 and how he's seen the church grow and so many new members have come in. We need to pass that on to new generations about how God has blessed our church. In a day where churches are declining, ours is healthy and strong and we continue to grow. Why? Because of God's blessing and His mercy. And we want to tell people, we want to give Him glory for what He's doing as we see over the years. We pass that on to the next generation so that they can see what God is doing and know that they're a part of something great. Not only do we tell our stories to future generations, but we tell our stories to help us remember. That's the other thing that I thought about as I realized they put those stones there. They put all 12 stones into a kind of a structure so that as they walk by, they'll remember those stones were dry. Those stones were dry when we picked them up. Now, they had been underwater for years or decades, perhaps centuries. But when we touched them, they were dry. God separated that water, and He told us to pick those stones up, and we put them together, and I remember that day. You see, we tell each other our stories to help us remember. We had the opportunity to take a little vacation earlier this year, and we got to go some places that I've always wanted to be. I've always wanted to go, but I never have been able to see some of these things. But we got to go and we got to see the Statue of Liberty. And then we got to go and see the 9/11 Memorial. And we went from New York to D.C. And then in D.C. we got to see those war memorials. I was moved at the Korean War Memorial particularly because as I saw those, the Korean War Memorial is statues of soldiers walking across a field. And as I looked at that, I thought, you know, one of those could have been my daddy. He was there. And that was so moving to me. Those memorials are there for a purpose because they help us remember. They help us tell the stories. And it's important for us that we tell our stories to help one another remember. That pillar that was built reminded them of where they had been and who they were. When they saw that pillar, it not only reminded them of where they had been, but it also reminded them of who they were. They were God's chosen people, and God had picked them for this time in this place, and it was blessing them as His people. It reminded them of who they were. That is vitally important that we continue to tell our stories one to another so that we can remember how far God has brought us and how He has blessed us to that degree that we remember who we really are. In 1 Samuel at chapter 7, Samuel took a stone and he set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." You remember that old song we used to sing? Here we raise our Ebenezer. Well, what is that? It comes from this verse where Samuel put a stone up and he named it Ebenezer. Ebenezer means stone of help. And you've seen the tombstone looking Ebenezer stone as you come in our church. We put that up on our 150th anniversary. Our Ebenezer stone, the stone of help. And you read that, it talks about how God has helped us and brought us thus far. Over 150 years, God has been leading this church and blessing us. And so we put a stone up as the Ebenezer stone to say, thus far, God has helped us. It tells our story. It helps us that we can remember all that God has done for us. Now, we're beginning to think about making some changes to the stone as we change the decor out there. We may change the stone to make it fit a little bit better. We'll talk about that. But the importance is that there's a memorial there. There's a stone there that says God has brought us thus far. And that we tell our stories to help each other remember. See, we have a great future. But we lose our identity if we have no history and no heritage. We need those keepsakes and those memorials, or we forget too easily what God has done for us. We've been talking about our stories to those outside. Remember, we need to tell our stories to each other as well. Here in verse 23 of our text, it said, "The Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea." They remembered what God had done because the stories had been told. And now they have a story to tell as well. We tell our stories to help us remember. Wouldn't it be terrible if God blessed us and very soon we forgot all about it? We didn't pay attention to how God blessed us, how He took care of us. You know, the story will be told for many generations to come if the Lord lingers. The story will be told of many generations to come of how God took care of us after the explosion, of how He blessed us and actually increased us in many ways, blessed us. It would be a shame if we forgot to tell the story. Stories help us remember. If you look back in this same chapter, back at verse 7, He says, "You shall say to them, because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever." We need to tell our stories to remember. Third, one of the things that I notice in the text, and one of the things that we've been talking about, is that we tell our stories to give God glory. At the end of our text there at verse 24, it says that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever. I want to ask you this morning, do you have maybe a cross that hangs on the wall at your house? Or maybe do you have a family Bible that sits on the coffee table? Maybe for you, you've got a wall hanging that's kind of a prayer or a picture of a rainbow or whatever. I don't know. But do you have something in your home so when the kids come by, they say, "What does that mean?" See, he said, "We're going to put these stones up and we're going to make a pillar out of it so when the kids come by, they'll say, 'What do these stones mean?'" That's why I wear the ring with the cross on it. So folks will say, "That means something." Do you have something in your life that lets people know who you are? That opens the door to tell the story when they say, "What does that mean?" You say, "Well, let me tell you." I want to encourage you, if you don't, I want to encourage you this week to really think about it. Look around the decorations in your house. The decorations in your house tell a lot about you. What do those decorations say? I want to encourage you this week. Look around. Look at your house. Look at what you wear. What are you saying to the world around you? We need the stones. So they'll say, "What do the stones mean?" Well, let me tell you. We tell our stories to future generations. We tell our stories to each other so we can remember. And we tell our stories to give God glory. There at the end in verse 24, it says, "So all the world may know of what He's done." Folks, tell the story. As you tell the story, remember it's not about you. We tell the stories to give God glory. Father, we thank You for the opportunity to do that. Thank You for the pictures in our lives, for the stones in our lives that help us remember. that help us tell the story. We thank you for how far you've brought us. We thank you that you have defined us as your children. We thank you for the blessings that you've brought. We pray, Lord, that you'll forgive us for the times that we take them for granted or we fail to glorify you by telling others about it. Lord, I pray now that as we sing together, that your Holy Spirit would move through this place. Lord, help us to be open and sensitive to your Holy Spirit as you speak to our hearts and speak to our minds. Father, as we think back over the years and realize how great you are, then help us to know what we need to do today. Father, I pray that our memories would challenge our commitment this morning. And help us that we would make whatever commitment we need to make. In Jesus' name.